Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
So, Stuart.
Hi.
I have an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people.
Yeah?
So that they could fight the battles that we never could.
What battles?
When the Chitauri flew in from above. 2 years ago. So, Stuart, I have an idea.
Yeah?
So my idea is, you know, we're both unemployed at this time. COVID's pretty rough right now.
Yeah, it is.
People are dropping dead left and right. What if to give ourselves a task, a reason to feel important, but then also some joy? What if we did a podcast together?
A podcast?
Well,
I mean... Yeah, I mean, we got the time.
Yeah, and you have an audio engineering background.
Yeah.
So here's my thinking. We do a podcast, and I got a name already for it.
Really?
Called Travolting.
Travolting.
Yes.
What?
So, Stuart, you and I, we're going to figure out what John Travolta's deal is.
John Travolta?
Yeah, we're going to figure out what his deal is.
Do you have a thing for John Travolta?
Yes, I do. If you're Gotti, we'll talk about it later. We got a bunch of episodes before we can catch up. But Travolta, I think he's just so fascinating. He's a fascinating movie star. And I want to figure out what kind of movie star he is. And so, Stuart, I pitch that you and I sit down and we watch every single movie that John Travolta has ever been in and discuss it.
Golly, Jeff. I think that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
And I think that doesn't sound like something I would ever get sick and tired of ever in the
future.
Absolutely.
You'll never get sick of it.
And you know,
there's a new adventure every week.
And yeah. And then when we're done with Travolta, we're done with Travolta.
Yeah. We'll never continue the podcast.
It'll be a great chapter in our lives.
It's like a great 75 episode podcast.
One standalone.
Travolting presents The Fraser's Edge, hosted by Jeff Sweeney and Stuart Elmore. Celebrating 100 episodes of Travolting with Welcome Back, Cotter.
Welcome, folks, to the newest episode of The Fraser's Edge, or should I say Travolting presents The Fraser's Edge, or should I just say Travolting? Because that's right, folks. This week, we are celebrating 100
episodes
of Travolting.
Oh, my God.
From our first episode on The Devil's Reign through to now, we have done 100 episodes of the show. This is our 100th. Stuart, how do you feel?
I can't fathom a universe where I did not put a stop to this at one point.
100 times we've come together to talk about the motion pictures of John Travolta, and in this case, Brendan Fraser, or in further case.
It's funny how, because we were friends before we started the podcast.
Yes.
But how long were we friends before we started?
A year.
Barely, right?
Because, we started this podcast January of 2021. We met in, July
summer
of 2019.
Yeah, summer 2019.
It's like a year and a half.
Okay. And now look at us.
Who'd have thought? Not me.
Not me.
But here we are. 100 episodes deep.
But we were unemployed filmmakers at the time. And prior to that, but prior to COVID, we were mostly students, I think.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And then you had your own job. I had my own thing.
This has been a defining...
We're now working together.
Yeah.
We were
like this. For the listener at home, I'm holding my fingers apart.
Yeah.
And now we're like this.
And now he's holding his fingers together.
Yes.
Now we are conjoined at the hip.
Yes. Our boss said that a few days ago.
Yes.
It's been a real pleasure, a real privilege doing 100 episodes of the show.
It's been a real privilege, honor doing 100 episodes of the show with you.
Oh, Jeff. So sweet. Yeah, I mean, who, like, when we started the show, we were, number one, everyone told us there's no way you're making it all the way through Travolta. You're going to sputter out somewhere in the 90s.
Did
like,
we?
Like, there's just no time. No, we used to maintain a regular weekly posting schedule.
Adele Dazeem.
Every, yes, we did have to do the Adele Dazeem as an emergency last minute fill-in. But we kept every Tuesday, Travolta Tuesdays, every Tuesday, an episode of Travolting has come out.
Yeah. And then
and
even
then when we transition to Fraser, every Friday, a Fraser Friday comes out.
And in those in-between moments, how long were we off before Fraser Friday began?
We weren't.
Right.
We were off a week.
We were off a 1 week.
We transitioned from a Tuesday to the following Friday.
Name any other TV series or podcast that has a that quick of a turnaround from season one to season two.
That level of consistency. There is none.
I challenge you.
We are, you know, it's a real joy to get to do this show, and it's a joy to provide hopeful entertainment. I hope you guys find this entertaining or informative. I hope you get something out of this.
I don't know.
Because if you're just listening out of spite, like, get a life, bro.
go on our Reddit.
Yeah.
Trash us.
Yeah, go on our Reddit. I would rather someone go on our Reddit and talk shit about us than just it continuing to sit stagnant.
Yeah.
Plus,
we just need something on our Reddit.
Yeah, we need something on the Reddit.
That we've had for 2 years now.
2 years and still has like three posts, and yeah. They're all from me.
Yep.
But yeah, that's what I got for you. You know, I just want to reflect a little bit. You know, it's been nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was very interesting. Like, I think this podcast is nothing if not
a steadying element in my life.
A steadying element with pleasant surprises.
Yes.
Like, we'll hitch a movie that's like something I've never heard of, never seen, never watched. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, damn, there's actually something
Swordfish,
to that movie.
Like,
yeah. We saw Swordfish last night.
Yeah, I was playing at a bar that we were at.
The best bar.
Yeah, the best bar.
In Chicago. It's called Big Joe's.
Yeah, you should go.
It's on Foster Avenue in Andersonville or Lincoln Square, depending on where you go. I am unshamefully plugging a bar in Chicago.
It's a great bar.
It's a phenomenal bar. Go to this bar. Brought to you by Big Joe's.
But no, in all actuality,
they're
like,
not
for
paying
you,
us to make that sponsorship.
It would be like a love song for Bobby Long.
Yeah, love song for Bobby Long.
For you.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect had its moments.
Yeah.
Blowout. I never saw Blowout before that.
Oh, the best movie ever made.
One of the best.
But yeah, we've gotten a lot out of this. And you guys might be wondering, is this whole episode just going to be us slapping each other on the back and be like, hey, we did it. We made 100. The answer is no.
No.
Because in our first episode of Travolting, we explained to you folks the rules of the podcast. We are covering movies. And
cameos.
Movies alone.
Yeah.
Movies where he is the star, movies where he is a cameo, movies where he is a voice.
Supporting role.
We are doing, if he plays himself in the movie, yes, we'll cover it. But we set those rules up. We also established very basic rules that we will not cover TV shows.
Never.
Never will we cover a TV show. We have broken it once, and it was for Adele Dazeem, where we covered the Oscars, which is a movie thing.
That's so a live...
Yeah,
appearance.
Live broadcast.
That's a live broadcast appearance.
And it was too important to ignore.
Was it?
But no, folks, 100 episodes ago, we promised you we will never touch TV.
Yes.
Today, we break that promise.
Holy shit.
Because for one day only, folks, we are going to do a live commentary track of the first episode of
Welcome Back, Cotter.
John Travolta's first starring role, something we've never covered before. Going back to the 70s, going back to early Travolta.
All the way back to the 70s.
Celebrating our 100th episode by looking into the past, reflecting. We're finally going to do this thing that people keep telling us you got to do. No, because the show is about movie stars, not about TV stars.
Now, ask us, though, are we going to cover any more?
We will never cover a second episode of Welcome Back, Cotter.
This is the only one we are doing.
Yes, we are just doing the first episode of Welcome Back, Cotter called The Great Debate.
You know, what I think was really nice about this is when we started The Fraser's Edge, the earliest of his movies was 1991.
Yes.
We haven't even been to the 80s in a while, much less the 70s.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice little flashback for us.
Yeah. Because this is before all of his movies.
Yeah, this is before he'd been in The Devil's Reign. Actually, I think he'd been in The Devil's Reign before this.
What? Okay.
I think he'd been in The Devil's Reign.
As a background actor.
Yeah, he has like one scene where he like dies.
And I'm just looking at a few things for him. So I mean, there's a lot of like background credited roles that he's in.
And he's in episodes of other shows like Emergency and whatnot.
Yeah. Like he's got a few other TV series appearances for like one episode, one-offs. But then when we get to Welcome Back, Cotter. I'm looking for Welcome Back, Cotter. Okay, 1975. It ran from 1975 to 1979.
Yeah.
75, around that time, he had done The Devil's Reign. He had not done Carrie yet.
Yes.
But before Devil's Reign, he had done those TV appearances.
Yeah, so chronologically, this fits in between Devil's Reign and Carrie. This episode.
This episode, yeah.
It's important to note, Travolta's doing this show for a four-year period, 75 to 79, while he is also doing Carrie, Boy in the Plastic Bubble, Saturday Night Fever, Grease, whatever that one where he's with Lily Tomlin on the beach.
Moment by Moment.
Moment by Moment,
holy
yes.
Holy shit.
Urban Cowboy, he does all of those while he is doing Welcome Back, Cotter.
Well, and I think, was Urban Cowboy? Or I think he left the show in 1979.
Yes.
Then Urban Cowboy was 1980.
Yes.
So the last movie he did while he was working on Welcome Back, Cotter was Moment by Moment.
Yes.
1978.
But Travolta's, you know, he's an omnipresent force in the late 70s.
Yeah.
He's on everyone's favorite sitcom, mm-hmm. and he's in a movie that comes out every year.
Yeah.
Two movies a year.
For the most part, a good movie.
Yes.
For the most part.
And obviously we've talked about that, like, at length, and his... You know,
we don't need to rehash his beginning
just
there.
Just to, you know, contextualize where we're at with Travolta. And like we said, this is going to be a commentary format. So we're going to play the episode live. We're going to let you folks know when we press play. This episode, we're streaming it off of Amazon Prime as a reference. I had a promotional credit, so I bought the episode for free, and I will just now have it forever.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life, I will just have the Great Debate episode of Welcome Back, Cotter saved on my account.
And you will probably never watch this ever again.
I will probably never watch this again.
Maybe.
Maybe one day I'll watch all of Welcome Back, Cotter when I am, you know, infirmed in a wheelchair.
Oh, it's nothing. I'm nothing.
What?
Are we going to have to talk once more about the hair?
I mean, that's up to you. I think we kind of gotta.
But we can't pause the episode.
No, we cannot.
Because it's a live commentary.
Yeah, we cannot pause. There will be no pauses, no breaks.
So eventually we will have to like do the hair ranking while we're watching a portion of the episode. Or maybe we wait till the end.
It's up to you. That's your domain.
We can wait till the end. Then we'll do the hair ranking.
Yeah. And so folks, we will, you know, if you wanted to watch along, we'll let you know how to. If you have no interest, we're going to try and explain what's happening in the episode so you guys don't have to, you know, just listen to us be like, wow, I can't believe this is happening, and you have no idea what's happening.
Right. Hopefully we'll add some more stuff to the mix.
Yes.
I mean, I'm interested to see TV Travolta.
Yeah, TV Travolta. He's going to be a ham.
I mean, I know I've been a staunch supporter of us covering the People vs. OJ, which is his, like, most recent TV appearance.
But I put my foot down. We do not cover TV shows.
We do not cover TV shows.
No exceptions.
And if we broke our rule for the People vs. OJ, we would absolutely get called out for Welcome Back, Cotter.
And people keep telling us, yes, Cole Bradley would call us out.
I didn't say the name.
But yes,
I didn't
people,
say.
People keep
I didn't
asking
say the
us
name.
If we're going to be doing the Brendan Fraser episodes of Scrubs. The
no.
answer is no.
No.
I love those episodes. I think they are important to Brendan Fraser's, you know, early 2000s Fraser, like, powers. But you know what? Can't cover it. TV. We're talking about him as a movie star, just like we talked about Travolta as a movie star.
This is just a little break of that pattern.
For our 100th episode. If you guys bully us, maybe we'll do Scrubs for the 200th episode.
Oh, God. Well, we'll be on our third...
Our third show by then.
We'll be on our third show.
Yeah.
Maybe
folks,
that's...
we got a fun one coming for you.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe every 100th episode, we go back to the previous chapter and cover a TV episode of that actor.
Yeah, sure.
So for Fraser's Edge, we're covering a Travolta TV episode. And then for our third chapter, which I will not say just yet, we'll cover a Fraser TV episode. And so forth.
We have 2 years before we have to worry about that.
Will we make it to 200?
We will be...
300?
I think we're going to make it to 200. We'll make it
500?
We'll make it to 200, baby.
600.
Yeah, we'll make it. We're going to keep going.
700.
Yeah, that's when we're on the Eric Roberts cast. Because think, we started this show late. First episode came out like February 3rd of 2021. So it's like a year and 9 months 400 episodes.
A year and 10 months.
Yeah.
We're almost on 2 years.
Oh, yeah, because 54 weeks in a year times two. Yeah. Yeah.
We're almost on 2 years.
Yes.
Okay. I have aged 2 years doing this podcast.
Yes. Let the existential dread set in.
It's become a substantial chapter of my adult life.
All right. All right, folks. Do we want to get started? Sir, do you want to just get started? Do we want to dive into this?
Let's get into the opening frame, the 1 second mark.
Yes, we are at 1 second into this episode already because it started and I just had to pause it.
Yeah.
So we're 1 second into Welcome Back, Cotter, Season 1, Episode 1, The Great Debate.
What could that be about?
I am going to count down and press play at the... Could I press it at one or should I press it at go?
How about 1, 2, 3, play?
Yes, let's do 1, 2, 3,
play. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So 1, 2, 3, play. So we're getting
mom and dad.
Mom and dad.
Sitting around on a couch, making out. They're talking about Miami now.
This is Gabe Cotter and... Right?
Yeah.
That's Gabe Kaplan, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Jeff,
yeah.
I have to already argue with you on something.
What?
I think we should turn it down a hair and turn on the subtitles.
Oh, my God.
Just for the sake of, like, I don't want the TV audio to bleed into the mics too much because of copyright.
Oh, my God, it paused.
Oh, shit.
All right, we fucked up already, folks.
Oh. This is going so well.
Yeah, this is going great. Okay, well, should I go back to the beginning? Should we restart?
Yeah,
let's 44
reset.
Seconds.
Let's reset. Okay, reset.
Resetting.
All right. And you'll have to pause again.
What if I just this is how I do it.
What is it? What are we doing?
This is how I restart.
All right. So three.
Wait. No, wait.
What are you doing?
Yes,
what are you doing?
This is Gabe Cap.
Okay, hit play. Three, right, two, one, play.
We're back at the 0 second. Oh my God.
It's buffering.
All right, there we go. It just started.
It's fine.
We're going on our next So we got the Cotter family, the Cotter.
You got the leaves on top of the speaker blocking the subtitles.
What? What?
I can't see the subtitles barely. You fucking asshole. You should still turn it down a little bit.
Oh my goodness.
I don't want it to bleed into the mics.
Okay. So we got Mr. and Mrs. Cotter. They're talking about, oh my God.
Okay, that's good.
Yes. So,
wow, that makeup.
Oh my God.
You can see it, right?
It's caked on.
It's caked on his face.
It's like the makeup is caked onto these people's faces. It looks like you could rub some frost on them. Oh, whoa.
Gabriel Kaplan.
Gabriel Kaplan starring in Welcome Back, Cotter. We got a little intro song. Out.
What? Is this in New York? And this takes place in?
No place that you left about.
James Comeck?
I feel like it's probably New York. I can't really tell from this intro sequence.
No, I can't either. This is very obscure. But, like, those are elevated train tracks, which I know New York has those, but...
Yay!
John Travolta
as Barbarino. Vinny Barbarino. Back.
This seems...
Welcome back.
This isn't Chicago.
No,
is it?
No, there's no way. This whole opening directed by Bob Lahendro.
Laugh track.
We start on a crudely drawn. Oh,
hey, there he is.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. They're in a classroom.
Yeah, they're in art class and they're painting on a wall. Travolta's seemingly drawn a person clambering onto the top of a building about to fall off.
Yeah.
How are you? Filled with paint.
We're not going to quote this movie all the way through.
Yeah. What if we did, though?
This is a very crude, like, what is this high school, this decrepit dungeon? You see the set?
This is like
Why does it look like that? Why are the walls so rusted?
All right, so Here's something I never knew.
This is not high school.
they're all massive
adults.
Okay, so the pitch of the show, Cotter is the teacher, and this and his class is the leads. And Mr. Cotter, not happy about the wall art.
Right.
That's Travolta.
What's the big idea?
Did you hear that accent? Travolta's like, what do you call it, Mr. Cotter?
Well, wait a second. I want to hear what he... Okay. Whoa!
Travolta's talking like this. You know, this is the origin of Gotti. That's what this is. The history of the sweat.
Oh, my God. When I get to the hair ranking on this...
So, Stuart, this is from... This is definitely New York. There's no question.
Yeah, it's absolutely New York. That's not a real mustache, right?
I think it's real. It looks very 70s.
I don't buy it. I think it's a fake mustache.
You think it's fake?
Oh, my God. Travolta's whole fit...
It's a good look.
It's a great look.
He's also just massive compared to that desk he's sitting at.
He is. He's so tall.
Yeah. Now, right now, Mr. Cotter is going through this mural that Travolta and the class have drawn.
Yeah.
And he's explaining how it insults...
First yawn in the episode.
Yeah, first yawn. Group of sweat hogs.
Yeah.
So all the kids are now humming the... Da, na, na, na,
I mean, so this was like this was a hit sitcom, right?
Yes, this was a massive sitcom. Former guest of the show, Kathy Schumann, mega fan of the show.
Yeah. But why does the high school look like that,
Jeff?
Yeah,
it looks decrepit.
Very decrepit.
It looks like a dungeon.
And all the sets and props look so...
Dingy.
Dingy and like old prop house vibes.
70s were a wild time, man.
Like, look at the brick wall right outside of the building. Mm-hmm. You see that?
Yeah.
Like, it's such a set.
Yes.
It is such a set.
Well, the thing that's funny about the 70s is, like, there were only a few sitcoms. There's only, like, what, 3 or 4 networks?
Still? In the 70s?
Like, yeah, I think it's, like, 3 networks and PBS.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody watched the same shows.
Yeah.
It's like you could watch the NBC show, you could watch the ABC show, you watch the CBS show, and those were your options.
Holy shit, Jeff.
Yeah. What?
As we're like trash talking the art decoration and set dressing design,
yes.
I pulled up the Emmy Award nominees.
It won set dressing, didn't it?
It was nominated for Outstanding Art Direction for a Comedy Series.
I mean, it looks fine.
We're
not necessarily trashing the quality of this. We're trashing the design choices.
Caked on makeup for this other guy that's talking to Cotter.
He literally looks like Trump. He has like the Trump like
bronzer.
Yeah, bronzer on.
But like, if this is what good art direction is, I want to know what bad art direction is.
Well, it'd be no paintings on the walls, walls that look fake, no props.
From my new play.
You're the 2-1 produced plays.
So he's the star of this.
Yes.
Gabriel Kaplan.
Yeah.
He's still alive to this day. What was he? I'm looking up his IMDb to see like what was his bread and butter as an actor before Welcome Back, Cotter. And I'm looking like, it's not much, bro.
Yeah.
Because look, you get one TV movie, his first role, 1976. Yeah. Wait. So is Welcome Back...
Wait.
Is this his first role?
Stuart, do you know who the teacher he's talking to is?
No.
Not this guy.
The guy with the bronzer?
Yeah. It's James Woods.
No shit.
Yeah. Who we've talked about on the show before, I believe.
Yes, we have.
The general's daughter. He's in The General's Daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at young James Woods.
Yeah. I can't. Oh, now that I hear it, it just sounds like him, too. James Woods, one of the great snivelers of all time.
He is
now a like disastrously deep Republican, but
yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. I was not expecting him to be in this.
No, me neither. I'm waiting for him to talk. Oh my god, you can absolutely hear it.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So you were talking about...
Gabe Kaplan. Gabe Kaplan. This is his first role.
Of all time?
I think so.
I cannot fathom that.
Look at his IMDb.
I'm going to bring up Gabe Kaplan. Let's see what his deal is. Okay, so Gabe Kaplan... He was a comedian. He was a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
He was a very successful stand-up comic. Appeared 5 times on the Johnny Carson show. Welcome Back, Kotter was a show that was written for him.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's based on his comedy act.
That makes sense.
Right now, Mr. Kotter is doing like puppetry with James Woods, his face. We're back in the class. All the kids are cleaning the wall.
They clean the wall. Second yawn of the show.
That they painted. Including Travolta as Barbarino.
It does look so dingy. So it makes sense though, because 70s is a time for like
Afros.
This person's never acted before, but they're a famous like comedian who's been on other shows, and we're gonna give him a show.
Yeah, we'll give him a show.
Yeah, and Johnny Carson's like the career starter at this time.
Yeah, he's a big career starter. So, yeah, Gabe Kaplan, people like his comedy. Give him a show. He plays a teacher, and there's a bunch of... And, you know, you make a pitch, and it would just happen. You'd be like, all right, Gabe Kaplan, he's in a class. There's a bunch of delinquent kids. You got a show. And then it ran for four seasons.
Yeah. Why is this funny?
Because it is. It's funny.
I'm lost on the...
D also stands for dingling. All right, so this is debate class.
Oh, John Travolta.
Travolta just did a... He's
up
like,
your ho- he's nose like, oh, with
you gotta,
a god in holes.
Rhyme? He's like, it's like up your nose with a god in holes. Huh? Let me tell
you
something.
It's crazy that like Travolta is not... He's not the main class.
Yeah, he's like the...
He's one of 10.
He became the favorite, but he's like the funny kid. He's the class clown.
Yeah.
Oh my god, these people are all so old to be in a high school classroom. It's so funny.
They're old to be in high school for the 70s.
Yes.
Like, it's not that they're young now and they're going to be old. It's like these are old fucks. This Joker who's sitting next to Travolta
looks 30.
He looks 40. He's got wrinkles and shit.
He's got wrinkles.
He looks young. He looks older than Kotter.
He's a shorter guy.
Look at him.
Look at him. Of substantial age. And he's playing a high schooler.
Like, cake the makeup on that dude.
Horshack is his name. We're probably insulting beloved characters.
Probably.
Travolta's saying he's going to debate the other debate team without a topic. He's going to go at it. Humans are naturally aggressive. So the pitch of the show is that they're in a debate class. Yeah. Kotter teaches debate, and these are the students, and they're all slackers. McFly!
Support aggression.
I ask you to support aggression.
Very
these
New
accents
York.
Are incredible.
But they're so, like, fake.
They're talking like this.
They're very over-exaggerated. That was fine.
So Horshack just gave a...
an argument for aggression.
For the defense of aggression. And now another guy gets up and is supposed to offer a rebuttal. His name's Epstein. And he gets up and he says, no rebuttal. And he sits back down and everyone's laughing and hooting and hollering. Hey, Arnold. He said, hey, Arnold.
Look at that.
What if, like, football head walked in the room right now?
If what?
Football head walked into this room. Right
football
now.
Head?
Yeah, he said, hey, Arnold.
Is that what he's called? Football head?
No. Yeah, because that's what it... what's her name? Angelica calls him? We know Angelica's Rugrats.
Bro.
It's the girl's... Helga.
Oh, my
The girl
Lord.
In Hey, Arnold. Helga. She calls him football head because he's a football head. Did you ever watch Hey, Arnold?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I watched better things as a kid.
What did you watch? Rugrats?
Yeah.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah, great show.
You didn't watch Hey Arnold 2? Like, came on after Rugrats.
No.
All right, first commercial break. Principal Mr. Woodman.
That was a long time before the commercial break.
Yeah.
Remember back in the good old days when cable wasn't so thirsty for money that they only had to cut to commercial like twice episode?
Before everything got more expensive and...
Now everything's like eight commercial breaks.
Mr. Woodman. Okay, so the... So, oh wait, this is not debate class.
This is a class that's got to debate the debate class.
And they call themselves the Sweat Hogs. We've established this already, but...
Income, yep.
Okay. Okay, that was pretty good. They're animals. Wait, I call it. Oh.
So, okay, they're about to debate.
So the Sweat Hogs, this class, all come in dressed like buffoons for the debate. Charles is wearing, like, Santa Claus-ass suspenders.
Yeah. Wearing sunglasses and...
I'm supposed to pick up my words, not with clothes. One of them's wearing a top hat. Charles is wearing, like I said, the Santa Claus suspenders.
Oh, my gosh. I almost thought for a moment we were going to see, like, Travolta with no pants on.
I mean, hot. Would have been hot. Sir, how do you think about the hair?
Travolta hair?
What do you think about it?
We'll get to it at the end of the episode.
You want to do it at the end?
Yeah, let's do it at the end. I don't want to, like, cut this whole thing off. What the heck?
Murray the horse loaned you his top.
Like, here's the thing. I know this was made for a audience of the 70s.
Yeah.
I'm trying really hard.
Admittedly, we're paying like 50% attention to it.
Yeah. But like, if we were trying to pay more attention, would we find anything more funny?
I mean, this is very hokey.
It's very, very hokey.
Yeah. But it's like 70s stuff is very hokey. All right. All right. So, one of them's dressed like a pirate, Epstein, no relation to Jeffrey Epstein, who most certainly didn't kill himself.
Right.
But,
I mean, this whole bit that they're doing is just Cotter talking trash about the outfits that they came in wearing.
Yes.
But this is going on for like 5 minutes now. Like, what are the stakes in this episode?
They got to win the debate. They're going to win the debate by the end. I guarantee it.
But like, or else what?
We did not pay attention during the James Woods scene, but something was established during that.
Okay.
There were stakes established during that. But, you know, this is a slobs versus snobs sitcom.
Yeah.
See, sweat.
What? What?
What?
Okay. Little problematic part of it.
The one woman in the class. Oh, no, there's a second. There's a third. Wow. Got up and did, give me an S, give me a W, give me an E-A-T, sweat.
And then
Mr. Cotter was
up
like,
into
all
Cotter.
Right, sweetie, give it to me later. Whoa.
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 Oh, James
Woods is
Woods.
James Woods locked into exactly what he needs to be doing right now. He's very funny.
Yeah.
Isn't he playing Mr. Wells? James Woods has such a chin, my God.
He does have a chin.
Crimson
Holy
chin.
Shit.
Like Jay Leno, who?
Is it?
So the actual topic of the debate is about aggression.
It's humans are naturally aggressive.
Yes.
Give it another one. Another weird joke.
This is the 70s. The idea of a teacher sleeping with a student is funny, not problematic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies that, like, you know, American Graffiti, which is my favorite movie, but that does have a section where it's like, it's funny this teacher's sleeping with all his students. And we're like, okay.
A war. Okay, so this is the negative side. This is the debate class.
So Travolta's in the opposing is first up.
Prepared. They did not.
So they did not do it. They did not do their homework. Travolta's getting up with force. He's explaining the last words of Jack the Ripper. I never met a person I didn't want to kill.
Okay.
So, yeah. Travolta getting all the applause right now for this. So the opposing class, you know, for this debate about human if aggression is nature versus nurture, they presented that there's the Eskimo tribe. We should use the word Inuit. Eskimo means eater of raw flesh. Inuit means the people. They prefer the term Inuit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I recently learned that. So there's the Inuit people. They've never known a war. And Travolta's counterpoint that aggression is nature is he's like, Attila the Hutt gave a speech.
Yeah. This is
the content you guys have been craving.
This
right?
is painful.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Constructive speeches.
So 4-minute speeches, 2-minute rebuttals. We're up right now for presidential debate rules here.
So Cotter is talking to one of his students about trying to get up the courage to talk publicly. Yeah. I mean, like, if you're watching this with us, you can see everything happening. I'm just like, I don't have a lot of like commentary on like, cause it's just very, this is such like for its own time.
Yeah. I mean, this is why we've never covered Welcome Back Hires. Like, what else is there to talk about?
Imagine we had to do all the episodes of this.
What if we still do? No, I'm kidding. We're not doing that.
Jeff is looking at me very funny. With his eye. Jeff, it's fine. Shut the fuck
we're
up.
We're not gonna... Okay. Okay, so...
Very passionate.
What's this actor's name? I feel like I've seen him before. Welcome back, Cotter. I'm looking him up. I think he's a Boom. Is the character's name Boom Boom? All right. Oh, he's playing Washington. Washington. All right, so let's find out who this actor is. Okay, Boom Boom, I'm correct. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs is the actor's name.
Yeah. I'm
trying to think if I've seen him in anything before. He's been in a lot of sitcoms.
Yeah.
All right, so the actual debate class is now offering the rebuttal. Washington Boom Boom got up and gave a very impassioned speech where he started very dignified.
That man also has a very pronounced chin.
Yes, there's a lot of chin.
Holy shit.
Well, I mean, be an actor in the 70s, you're not going to have a chin, probably.
Crimson chin.
You got to have a lot of chin or no chin, only in betweens. We only like large-chinned, like, leading men. Or no chin, fat, funny guys. That's it. So they're blowing this debate. They're just proving what they are.
What?
You know, something that
why is that funny?
I am curious about.
Why is that funny?
No, something that I am curious about is that this has a very multicultural cast.
Yes.
There's a Puerto Rican. Our main four casts are two white guys, Puerto Rican guy, and then a black guy. And that's our core.
Yeah, it's our core cast.
And, you know, there have been several, like, I don't mean this in a negative way, like, racial jokes in the sense of, like, pointing out these characters, like, being from different races and how they're all friends together in spite of that point.
Yeah.
So I am curious. I've never really, like, we didn't do much research into the show, obviously. But I'm curious if this was, you know,
groundbreaking somewhat, for the time.
Not necessarily groundbreaking, somewhat radical for the time. I mean, sure, you know, shows like Star Trek had Uhura and whatnot. But I'm curious if there was something radical about this cast. James Woods is now back in the picture. Like, he just threw a rhyme at Mr. Cotter. In your socks with a pound of locks.
Damn. And walked
got
out.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
And he walked out.
Got him. Cotter's applauding them for at least trying to come up with a plan, even if it did not work.
Yeah.
But their debate team still has a very long way to go.
Give it to me now.
Yeah. G, G, Sweat Hogs. Okay, I thought that was the end of the episode for a second.
Me too. I thought that was quick. All
right, so we're now back with Cotter with his wife. That's what I said. Hey, Larry, what do you have in your hand? He said a toad. There was just a incomprehensible joke. All right, now we're getting there with a real joke. All right, so he's talking about telling the story about he met a guy named Larry on the street and he was holding a toad in his hands. And then he saw him the same several days later and he was still holding the toad.
What is this joke?
Okay, that was a good joke. That was a good joke. That was a good joke, Stuart.
Okay, that was pretty good.
That was a pretty good joke. About
is that the end of the episode?
Okay, so we are in Brooklyn. Okay, that was the end of the episode. Welcome back, Cotter. It was recorded live on tape before a studio audience. Now we're getting the theme song again. Take it out. Come back. I don't know why this show's called Welcome Back, Cotter. Like, what is he being welcomed back to? Is it because it's a new school year?
Maybe.
I'm looking it up.
So,
okay.
For me watching
it
this...
It is a specific point that this show is about a racially and ethnically diverse remedial class.
Yeah. You know what this gives me, like, similar vibes to?
Yeah.
Like how Gabe Kaplan is not a well-known actor. He's more of a well-known stand-up comedian, gets his own sitcom that's centered around his antics and his jokes.
Yeah.
It's Mork and Mindy with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, Robin Williams, who hadn't done really... I mean, he had done some movies, but mostly TV shows before.
Robin Williams just goes on to have a more successful career.
What?
Robin Williams just goes on to have a more successful career than Gabe Kaplan.
Yeah.
So you want to watch episode two? It's offering us.
No. No, I don't. I don't.
You don't?
I think I'm good. I think that was good for me.
Okay.
I got my fill.
You got your fill. Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah, that was all I needed to do.
So I'm looking up Welcome Back Cotter's. Okay, so what I brought up. Well, Welcome Back Cotter's first season was controversial. In Boston, the local ABC affiliate refused to air the show. The city was going through a tumultuous school busing program that called widespread protests and riots against integration. The local affiliate felt Cotter's fictional integrated classroom would exacerbate the situation. But the show was a major success, and eventually that affiliate did pick it up.
Yeah.
But this show did have some controversy over, you know, being an integrated classroom and being essentially about a bunch of juvenile delinquents. Parents were worried, as parents always are, that watching juvenile delinquents in this show would lead to their kids becoming delinquent themselves. A reality that did not happen.
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of Mork and Mindy, the show, in its final season, the show was moved from primetime slot for Mork and Mindy to take its spot.
Ah, see?
Yes.
Takes over the younger ones. The younger ones are coming to take over. That's what it is.
So, Stuart, how'd you feel about that?
I don't think I have to do that again.
You don't think you have to do that again?
No, I think I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm going to wait another 100 episodes where we have to cover another...
100 episodes?
Before we get to cover another TV episode of an actor.
Yeah, I mean, Scrubs is pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah, Scrubs is pretty good. It's a little bit more modern for our generation.
The thing about Scrubs is that we have to do all three Frasier episodes if we were to do it. Because it's like a story arc.
Oh, shit,
it's a
really?
Three-episode story arc.
Oh, man.
He's very good in.
God damn
it. It takes 66 minutes. We did our episode about Swordfish is like 1.5 times the length of that movie. It's like 2.5 hours. We can do it.
I guess that's true.
But yeah, that's our episode, our little commentary of Welcome
You're
Back
welcome,
Cotter.
You're welcome, you fucking shits.
Yeah, we did it. We watched Welcome Back Cotter.
There you go.
I hope you guys
suck on that for a while.
Really deep thoughts that we had.
God,
where we struggled to think of things to say.
I think I would have much rather ate White Castle.
Oh,
no, that's
shit.
I'm kidding.
No,
fuck White Castle.
Fine. It was fine.
Fuck White Castle.
Fine.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like I actually would rather watch that than have White Castle.
Yeah.
I would rather watch all seasons of Welcome Back, Kotter than have White Castle.
Yeah. Stuart, I got to know. What did you think about the hair?
Oh, here we go. Cue the hair ranking. Welcome back.
Yes, to the hair ranking.
To the hair ranking of Travolta.
Yeah.
Welcome
back, Kotter. He keeps that same hair roughly for the length of the show.
Yeah. And I have to think about it's the same hair for the most part that he has in Carrie.
Yes, it is the same hair he has in Carrie.
In Carrie, as well as Boy in the Plastic Bubble, is a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Just a tad bit. Thank you.
I have it pulled up.
So what I'm gonna say is put this above. I gotta say, I like the look a lot.
Mm, it's a good look. He's got a good fit.
Is this
controversial?
This could be controversial.
Where's it going?
I don't think it's gonna be that controversial. But I'm gonna put it above Carrie, below Staying Alive.
Folks,
it's number.
That's a new number three for.
So number three.
Back, I gotta do actually quite a bit of adjustment on this list to fit this in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. Oh fuck! I'm trying to make this work. Okay, there we go. Cut, and then I will.
It's all right.
There we go.
Can do that later, but it's gonna be a new number three.
Welcome back, Kotter.
Number three.
Number three on the Travolta hair ranking.
Under. Staying Alive in second place.
Yes.
First place.
Still Life on the Line. Biker flashback. Life on the Line.
I think that's incredible, don't you think?
Yes, I do. That will forever be at the top of this.
Even Cole Bradley agrees with me on that one.
Great scene.
Yeah. He can't disagree with that one. Oh, man. What are you looking up? What? Oh, he's pulling up the Life on the Line. Oh man!
All right, here we go. Get your lighters out. I'm looking at Travolta in this like.
Oh my god!
It's like a music video.
Oh Jesus! Shut that shit off!
Shut that shit off! He says. About guys, working on power lines.
They're heroes, Jeff.
They are, but maybe not the way that movie wants it.
They're the exact same amount of heroes like firefighters and policemen are.
Yes.
According to that movie.
Working on the lines.
Working on the lines.
Anyway, can you think of anything else you're going to say?
No.
Mr. Hot question. What's your favorite movie we covered on the show? Between Fraser and Travolta.
Oh, shit. Blowout.
Same. All right.
That was quick.
What's your least favorite movie covered on the show?
I mean, White Man's Burden was pretty
bad. White Man's Burden's rough.
White Man's Burden was really rough.
It's probably White Man's Burden or Chains of Gold for me. That movie also just, I'm really angry about that episode.
I mean, let's be real. Boris and Natasha really drove me up a fucking wall.
Boris and Natasha.
That movie really drove me up a wall. Had to recover. Couldn't recover from that one. It's not a movie, but the John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, rest in peace. Christmas music video can burn.
Well, that's at least funny.
Fiery.
That's at least
pits
funny.
Of hell. Or yeah, you're right. It is.
That's at least
funny.
Very funny.
It's just so terrible.
It is, but it's very funny while it's being terrible.
I mean,
Stuart, a few weeks ago when we did our Christmas episode, we talked about that music video again. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, you're referring to
the Christmas episode that came out like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We talked about it again. Remember? Remember? Stuart, do you remember when we did that? Stuart doesn't remember. He seems to not remember when we did that. What?
All right. Thank you all for listening. You can, let's close this out.
Close it out.
Let's close it out.
Folks, thank you again so much for sticking with us for 100 episodes. If you're still listening, we appreciate you. It's a real joy for us to get to do this every week, and we hope you enjoy listening and hope you get something out of it, because we sure do. We get a lot of joy and friendship and camaraderie out of this.
Yeah. As much as Jeff tries to torture me a few times here and there.
Yeah, because he just seemingly doesn't remember anything when we did that. All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening. As a reminder, we are... What?
Keep going.
Do you have anything you want to say? Any last thoughts?
Close out the episode.
Thank you for listening.
There's a lot to do today.
Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, whatever platform you're listening on. As a reminder, we are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube.
I gotta watch a movie for another episode.
What movie are you watching?
I gotta watch George of the Jungle today.
I'm watching that Thursday morning. Yeah. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, whatever platform you're listening on. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Pop into our Reddit, r/Travolting, travoltingpodcast@gmail.com, at TravoltingPod on Twitter or Instagram. Find me on Twitter at JeffWSweeney, if Twitter is still alive when this episode airs.
You can find me on Instagram. That's Twitter195.
And as always, special thanks to Rebecca Johnson for our graphic design and Michael Van Bodegum Smith for the theme music that is now taking you out. Have a great rest of your week, folks, and see you next time.
Bye.